Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 30. Well, you've made it. If you're listening to this podcast non-contemporaneously, it may have taken you more than 30 days, but one way or another, you've made it to the end. And that means you have to finish the book. You don't want to just stop. If you get to your climax, and the climax passes, and you simply stop writing, it doesn't necessarily mean the book is finished. In fact, if you have stopped at the wrong place, not only can your book feel unfinished, but it will feel utterly unsatisfying to the reader, and you're gonna piss the reader off. In the 7-point plot outline, which you can find online any number of places, the finish is called the validation. In a 5-act structure, it's called the denouement. Basically, this is the point of the story when the consequences of your climax play out. The costs that we were talking about yesterday that the main character and the other characters bear, the changes that have been wrought in them, all of these things come into play, in some way, in your denouement. Now, your denouement can be as short as a paragraph, or as long as a couple of chapters. It all depends on the book and what the effects you're talking about are. In Lord of the Rings, there are a number of, quote, endings, because each storyline is getting wrapped up and getting its denouement in succession from the least important to the most important, with the most important being the final end of Frodo and Sam's journey. Frodo can't stay in Middle-earth. Sam can. Sam gets married. Frodo departs from the Grey Havens. And then when Sam gets home, he settles into his new normal. The denouement is your new normal. It's the part of the story that tells your audience that the story is finished. Whether it's a medal ceremony like you get at the end of the original Star Wars, or a vast shot of a warehouse with the Ark of the Covenant hopelessly lost like you get at the end of the first Indiana Jones film, or like the joking scene that was at the end of every single A-Team episode, where you find out that they still love it when a plan comes together. Those are all signals to the audience that, as Ferris Bueller said, it's okay to go home now. The movie's over. The book is over. The story is done. There's not going to be anything else following on. And you don't want the e-reader or the lack of pages telling them that the story is done. You need to have your characters decide or realize that this adventure is done. Whether or not there will be adventures in the future, this one has had its time, it's wrought its changes, and it's now in the past. At that point, you've got the finish of a story. It can be overt, it can be subtle. If you write past the end, as a lot of writers do, you may find yourself just running out of steam and you'll have to scan back a couple of chapters and read forward again, and the end will jump out at you as a reader. More commonly, you may end too early. This happens with a lot of writers. It happens even with a lot of experienced writers. They end too early, they pass the manuscript off to their first reader. The first reader says, "Well, yeah, that's great and all, but how does it end?" And the writer gives them a flummoxed look for a moment and then thinks, "Ah, right. I didn't do a validation. I didn't do my denouement." So now that you are at the end of your book, if you're having trouble finding the end of your book, pop back, read forward through the climax again, and make sure that somewhere in the last couple of pages, you've given the audience permission to go home. When you do that, you won't just have stopped writing. You will have finished your book. So that's NaNoWriMo, and that's how to do NaNoWriMo every month. I'll be back for the next few days to talk about some loose odds and ends and address some bits of feedback that I got in the email. If you have questions or comments that you would like to see me address on pod over the next few days here, send me an email at dan@jdsawyer.net. And I will take your question, I will try to build an episode around it, and you'll get a reply. Thank you very much for listening. Be sure to stick around the next few days, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.